Good evening. The rally has just actually ended now, so after 2 days and 14 stages of the John Mulholland Motors Ulster Rally based in Derry, it's Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin who are impressive winners in a Ford Fiesta R5 by 55.4 seconds from Frederick Allen and Thorsten Eriksson in a Skoda Fabia. The final podium position was taken by Johnny Greer and Kirsty Riddick in a Citroen DS3 R5, almost 2 minutes behind the winner. It was a tough event that had drama from start to finish, with the weather conditions playing havoc with tyre choices, the driver's confidence, and a lot of drivers experiencing huge moments on the stages, and punctures were a common issue as each junction became a lottery. Among the later retirements in the rally were Ossian Price, who was battling for the lead overnight and had gone off the road for a few minutes or a few seconds this morning, and then later retired with mechanical problems, while Frederick Allen in second place also had gone off the road and managed to stay going and finish second. Alistair Fisher's tarmac championship hopes were dealt a severe blow, with engine problems forcing him out on the second stage yesterday. So this gives Sam Moffat the opportunity to put more daylight between the pair. And in the end, Sam took sixth overall, which didn't give him maximum points, as Johnny Greer was also registered. And but 14 points is enough to give him a healthy lead now. But the championship is still all to play for there, because Alistair can still mathematically take the title. So it all depends on who goes to Cork afterwards in terms of rivals and everything else. Joe McGonigal had a good run in the Skoda, and he finished 7th overall. He did suffer some big moments on the second day, and I was glad to get home, I think, by the end of the second day. One championship on his way to Donegal this evening is Kevin Eaves, was 12th overall in his Toyota Corolla, and this was enough actually to give him the Clonakilty Black Pudding modified title, as his closest rival Eugene Meegan had went off the road late on the second day. So Kevin has taken the first of the categories this year in the tarmac championship. Group in was won by William Mavity after a great battle with Gavin Kelly. Now I think that championship is going to go to the wire as well in Cork, with Willie having the slight edge. Barry Jones won the historic and is doing well in the tarmac championship as well. He's extended his lead, and I'm waiting on the juniors. I've no times for them other than that Justin Ryan and Jenna McCann were in close battle for that. Jenna held the championship advantage, but Justin seemed to be 10 seconds ahead with the stage to go, so that's going to go to the wire as well, I think, on the last stage, provided they both finish. And just to give a round up of the top eight, first overall, Keith Cronin in a Ford Fiesta, 2 hours, 6 minutes, 3.8 seconds. Second, Frederick Allen in a Skoda Fabia, 2 hours, 6 minutes, 59.2 seconds. Third, Johnny Greer in a Citroen DS3, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 11.8 seconds. Fourth place, Marty McCormack in a Skoda Fabia, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 22.3 seconds. Fifth place, Desi Henry, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 59.0 in another Skoda Fabia. Sam Moffat was sixth, 2 hours, 9 minutes, 36.5 seconds in a Ford Fiesta. Joe McGonigal, seventh in a Skoda Fabia, 2 hours, 11 minutes, 56.5 seconds. And eighth place was Stephen Wright in a Ford Fiesta, 2 hours, 13 minutes, 41.6 seconds. So there we have it from Derry, a very successful event, and it looks like a lot of the championships are going to go to the wire in Cork. Kevin Eaves is the only one who's definitively taken the championship today.